Okay, well, I cannot find the list of questions that came over that Shadonna had put somewhere for me, so I'm going to make it an open forum, and I will answer any questions that anyone who is listening might have, or discuss any subject that you may wish to discuss. And I apologize for the informal nature of this week's presentation. I will do much better next week.
While I was listening to you, Dave, you had your recording on about talking about getting the keeping the body alkaline all the time. And this is what the problems I have, because I still have this arthritic thing, and I whenever I take loads and loads of green stuff and things like that and try to, and you know, fresh juiced lemon in the morning and everything, you know, but I find it difficult to keep my body that alkaline.
Well, I find that your body doesn't need to remain alkaline all the time. If you listen to my tape, you'll find that the body needs to have alkaline flush. In other words, the body needs to, like a windshield wiper, it needs to go from acid to alkaline and then back to acid to alkaline, back to acid to alkaline. And so you will find that your body will go through a rhythm of, and what you need to do is make sure that your body becomes alkaline, you know, several times a day. And the best way to do that is by using green foods and whole foods. And so, yeah, you don't need to have your body doesn't need to be alkaline constantly. In fact, like a windshield wiper, if it stays either alkaline or acidic, you know, then it isn't working. It needs to be moving back and forth, just like the windshield wiper.
If you have a kind of thyroid condition, though, hypothyroid, I mean, would that accelerate an acid condition?
Hypothyroid, which is underactive thyroid, would actually be would benefit from a more alkaline body.
The main thing
that's going to help the underactive thyroid, from my recommendations, are the caprylic acid in our pure virgin organic coconut oil.
Yeah, I take a lot of that.
As well as the sea kelp that's in our best of green.
I take a lot of that stuff, but it doesn't seem to get rid of my arthritis, you know.
Oh, no, that was for the thyroid issue.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for the arthritic issue, I strongly recommend the aloe and the cherry.
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
And you do that, and it is not helping the arthritis?
I don't seem to get in. It seems to have gotten into my...
Have you tried the Joint Flex?
I do. I take that every day, yeah.
And you're not getting relief from your arthritic pain?
No. Well, it's not the pain so much. It's my body.
It's the stiffness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've developed a spinal problem. You know, and then it got into my left knee, which I'd had years and years ago. I'd had an operation on it, but when I'd seen the doctors, they gave me some, didn't think it was such a problem, but after they gave me an injection or something in my knee, it seemed to, you know, develop more. But then they said, well, maybe that's what's stopping you walking from your back, you know. I mean, I've had lots of treatment on my back, you know, all these new fangled back things that, you know, that open up your spinal column and things like that, you know. But I'm trying to avoid any operations, this is what, you know. But the arthritis seems to come. I don't know. And can you actually get rid of arthritis?
Well, you can relieve the pain through relieving inflammation, increasing circulation, rebuilding some of the worn, you know, cartilage. That definitely should work. And you know, that's the main thing, is to reduce inflammation and to, you know, and to block and to deaden the, you know, the pain response. And I've never, ever, ever had anybody use Joint Flex and not get relief. I mean, we've had the most chronic pain, people with unbelievable conditions, and so I'm trying to figure out what yours might actually be, an injury, or it might be something.
Well, I've got a narrowing of the spine. You know, I know that my lower back. You know.
Yeah, there's not.
It's moved, but it's when I walk. I'm not in pain when I'm lying down. It's kind of, I can stand up straight, but I can't walk stand up straight. When I walk, I sort of bend over, you know, and because it's easier for me to do that. But
wow.
Okay, I guess I'll just have to persevere then.
Yeah, there's a certain level of there's a certain level of relief that I just can't believe that you haven't gotten, and so I'm going to give it some thought and see what else I might be able to suggest. But
yeah, it's not the pain so much, Dave. It's the strength.
Ah.
You know, when I'm standing, if I stand up straight. And then try to walk. I'm on kind of a spindle in the middle of my body. You know, and it's I know I had to develop muscle strength and things like that, but I take all the acids that the master amino complex. I take all these religiously, but
you take the master aminos also, right?
Yes, I take those. Yes.
Well, it sounds like sometimes we may not know how good we feel when we're doing something. Like we don't know the contrast. And I've had people tell me, I don't think your products are working. And so they actually have sent me products back. And then they've called me 2 weeks later and said, "Oh my God, your products must have been working because I'm much worse now." So sometimes it's the degree of how you feel. You know what I mean? We can't make everybody feel perfect, but sometimes we give significant relief.
Yeah.
Let me look into something real quickly. Hold on. I want to grab a book that I have.
The AFA, gluten algae, Japanese crack cell chlorella, organic spirulina, high ORA.
Okay. Yeah. I really believe that, that we offer relief to anybody, and I'm having a hard time.
Yes, I'd say, Dave, it's not so much pain.
Yeah.
It's the weakness.
Yeah, the weakness. I don't know much to. I really don't know what to say about that.
No.
So why don't we? Why don't I give it some thought and try to call back in next week, and we'll try to address that.
Okay. All right, Dave. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you definitely the weakness is what the issue is, and. I was thinking, obviously, potentially be energetic or spirulina, but...
I take all these things. I've got them all.
You're so lovely. I love you so much. I'm glad we opened up the lines today. This is great. Is there anybody else want to share a thought or ask a question?
Is Anne still on the line?
Well, one thing I'd like to encourage you all to do is to read. Obviously, you have done a great job, looking at the product line and finding out what might be right for you. And I really believe that at some level, like if you were to see a contrast, like I said, between what the way it would be without the products and the way it is with the products. I think that there would be a difference, but sometimes it's hard to see that. I appreciate you being on today, and it looks like it was just you and I. So
no,
it's
me. I had muted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Could I ask you a question?
Of course.
About it's not my problem. A friend of mine who has...
It's my sister. I know that.
A severe earwax thing,
mm-hmm.
And he ended up using neem oil and getting a lot of it out. But I wonder, what do you recommend? Because I also had heard, I believe, from the Ayurveda people that our body shouldn't build up so much earwax. That if our body is balanced, then we just have a normal amount of earwax. It doesn't build up to a huge amount. And what do you recommend just for keeping the ears clear?
Well, the first thing is you have to examine whether they're having a lot of dairy products. And I would recommend that they cut back on dairy products and see if that isn't relieved. The second thing is obviously that there may be some, is it both ears equally, or is one ear more than the other?
No, it's just one of his ears that's a chronic condition.
If it's just one ear, then what might be happening is your sympathetic nerve system, the nerve system that acts automatically without you, you know, realizing it, may be overstimulated. So we have to look at what side he lays, like if he lays on that side continuously every night when he sleeps, perhaps he, so there's a couple of things that need to be looked at, like the way he sleeps, how much dairy he consumes, but that would be in both ears if it was the dairy issue. I would look at, again, at the way that he sleeps. There's a very good chance that he sleeps on that ear and he holds his hands under his ear, almost like a prayer pose with the hands, but underneath the ear, and that causes pressure on the inner ear, and that causes the body to produce more wax to protect it. So there's a possibility we need to look at his sleeping patterns, and that's maybe you could check that out with him. And then the other thing clearly is that we want to, you know, think about detoxifying his organs, particularly the organs like the bile producing organs. So something like herbal fiber cleanse would be my top recommendation for that person as far as detoxing, the herbal fiber cleanse. Right now I'd look at the way he sleeps, and then as far as cleansing the ear, I like the liquid cleansers. I have found that by taking some coconut oil and putting it on a Q-tip and rubbing it in the ear, it seemed to help as well. So try a couple of those things and get back to me and let me know about the sleeping, okay?
What did you mean when you say you like the liquid cleansers?
Like for the ears, it's like you squirt some in and then it gets all the waxes out, the wax out.
Oh, what, that you just buy anywhere?
You buy at the natural food store, at the regular store. They're very innocuous.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem at all.
And I just have another question. If the rice bran solubles, if you sprinkle them on something that's hot, does that take away their value?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Dave, do you have any more new products that you've got on? Because I listened last night, and I didn't realize
We have three union products that are available right now. The newest products, of course, are the ginseng and the ionic elements.
I didn't know about the ginseng, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have two to three more products coming up the bend. We have this amazing soap, we have a zeolite, we have a Miracle 3 soap, and we also have hemp protein, but those are going to be a couple of months before those are available.
What's the hemp protein? What, the oil, you mean?
No, the hemp protein. It's like a powder, yeah.
Hemp? H-E-M-P?
Protein. Yeah, H-E-M-P, yeah,
uh-huh.
Protein.
Okay. Alright. Are you coming back to New York anytime this year?
I believe that we do have like an October event.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Are you replacing Madonna Shizana or are you looking for somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have people who are on board now who are being trained, yeah.
That's fine. Good.
Yeah.
And what is Shadona doing now?
She's gone on to work with a media company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we
and she's
that.
Still working for me part time, helping me coordinate things.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Hmm. And Robin has her mom was sick, so Robin's actually moved on as well to.
Oh, has she?
To go live with her mother, who's not feeling well.
Oh.
Yeah, so we've had a little bit of turnover that we're not used to around
here. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. We got great people ready to step in and step up, and I think we're doing just fine.
Oh, that's good.
We're going to miss them for sure.
Yeah, yeah. They've done a good job.
I usually buy the large Kamut, and this time I bought the small Kamut. Is that an aluminum container?
No, it's not. That's just the color of the inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, girls. Well, I'm sorry that today's show wasn't all it should be, but you tune in next week and we'll do much better.
Okay? All right. Okay, fine. Thank you, Dave.
Love you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.